RFK Jr., critics have labeled me a conspiracy theorist to keep me from asking difficult questions. By Hannah Knudsen on January 29, 2025. Critics have labeled Robert F. Kennedy Jr., President Donald Trump's nominee to lead Health and Human Services, a conspiracy theorist to keep him from asking difficult questions, the nominee said during his confirmation hearing on Wednesday, noting that he has been proven to be right on the issues he has raised and providing several examples. Senator Tom Tillis, RNC, asked Kennedy, "Are you a conspiracy theorist?" "That is a pejorative, Senator. That's applied to me mainly to keep me from asking difficult questions of powerful interests," he began before providing examples of things he was labeled a conspiracy theorist for but ended up being on the scientifically sound side of. "I was told that I was a conspiracy theorist. That label was applied to me because I said that the COVID vaccines, didn't prevent transmission and it wouldn't prevent infection when the government was telling people, Americans, that it would," he said. "I was saying that, it did not, because I was looking at the monkey studies in May of 2020. I was called a conspiracy, now everybody admits it. I was called a conspiracy theorist because I said a red dye caused cancer. And now FDA has acknowledged that and banned it," he said. Related, RFK Jr., "I have prayed to God every day for 20 years to be able to help America's children. I was called a conspiracy theorist because I said fluoride lowered IQ. Last week, JAMA published a meta-review of 87 studies saying that there's a direct inverse correlation between IQ loss. I could go on for about a week," he said. When Tillis asked him if he has any issue that he could say, "You got me on," Kennedy replied, "Not yet. Watch."